The HTRS Gymnasium, home of the HTRS Titans. It is time for high school basketball tonight here on KTNC. And on the World Wide Web, it is mscsports.net, the place to go anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world. If you want to listen to this game online, mscsports.net. Hit the Listen Live button there at the top for the drop-down box radio station. Just select KTNC on the radio dial, 1230 AM and 107.1 FM tonight. John Nixon along with you here. Well, Aaron Wisdom back at the KTNC studios tonight, bringing you this Pioneer Conference action between the Titans and Fall City Sacred Heart. And the girls' game tonight, we will start off with the top-ranked Lady Irish, 4-0 on the year, ranked number one in Class D2, which at this point in the season, they don't mean a whole lot. They're just kind of going on reputation and what they think could happen. HTRS girls, they are 1-4 on the year coming into this ball game tonight. The boys' game, Sacred Heart comes in here 3-0 on the season. This will be their first action of the year away from the Rowe Activity Center. They've had all home games so far through the first week of the season, week and a half. HTRS boys looking for their first win of the year. They have played five times, have not been able to get on the left side of the column yet with a win, but they've played some tough competition here already in this early part of the season. So the teams are, well, the Irish are out warming up. The Titans went back to the locker room to talk things over with Coach Skyler Coolman. And then we'll be back. We'll have the start of the game and all that good stuff coming up for you here on KTNC. Right now, we'll take a two-minute break. We'll come back and we'll give you the starting lineup for tonight's girls' game on KTNC.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving toward. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents. American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Britt Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Falls City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jim has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jim's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jim's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, let's take a look at the starting lineup tonight for our girls' game. First of all, for the visitors, Fall City Sacred Heart tonight for Coach Luke Santa. He will go with a 5'8" senior in McKinley Shull, 5'5" sophomore Avery Santo, 5'7" junior Sadie Tisdall, 5'6" sophomore Daisy Witt, and 5'9" junior Gentry Lechtenberg. McKinley Shull, Avery Santo, Sadie Tisdall, Daisy Witt, and Gentry Lechtenberg. You're starting five tonight for the Sacred Heart Irish girls. For the Titans, for Coach Skyler Coolman, his starting five tonight will include sophomore Ellie Bestandig, junior Laramie Glothar, a senior Avery Deerberger, Lillian Bowen is a sophomore, and Jaylee McNeely is a senior. Don't have any heights for the Titans, but it's Ellie Bestandig, Laramie Glothar, Avery Deerberger, Lillian Bowen, and Jaylee McNeely. You're starting five tonight for the Titan girls from Humboldt Table Rock Steiner. The Irish have a kind of a rough week, and this will be their second game this week. They played Tuesday, took on Lewiston. won that one. Now, they've got a game tomorrow down at St. Joe. The girls do for the Irish. JV varsity girls only matchup tomorrow down at Bishop LeBlanc down at St. Joe against the Golden Eagles. That action tips off tomorrow at noon. It's going to be a quick turnaround for the Irish girls in the varsity game. The LeBlanc Eagles, Golden Eagles, they are also undefeated on the season at this point, 5-0. They will have not played since back on the 8th, a week ago. So they're going to go 8 days between games. We'll see if that how that affects them early on in the season. So the team that are huddled up with their coaches now as we get ready to tip this one off here tonight at Humboldt. Over on Sister Station, Sunny 101.3 tonight, we have basketball. The Auburn Bulldog girls and boys are out at Adams taking on the Freeman Falcons tonight. That's a girl-boy doubleheader. Auburn at Freeman tonight. And that could be some very good basketball action there tonight at Adams. Randy Catula on the call in that one on Sunny 101.3. Here we are about ready to get things underway. We've got the introductions coming. And I believe the National Anthem. You are listening to KTNC, 1230 AM and 107.1 FM in Fall City. We'll take a two-minute break and be back in Humboldt.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Ho, 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 it's Christmas time. Come on in to Ace Hardware Farm and City Supply in Fall City for our Rapid and Red Christmas sales event. We got great deals on home decor for all your exterior illumination, bird feed, bird seed, bird feeders. All our grills are still on sale, and our Milwaukee tool sales are red hot, along with some DeWalt buys. Come on in. We got a lot of gifts in that $10 and $20 range on special. Come in and check us out and have a Merry Christmas.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert & Dunn LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and plan the best plan for you. Halbert & Dunn provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-245. 4486 Halbert & Dunn LLC in Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And again, we welcome you back here to Humboldt, where we are just about set to get underway. The Titans, the home team dressed in white. The Irish have some new away uniforms wearing black, trimmed in green with white numbers this year. Instead of the green one, we are so used to seeing over all these years. New unis for the Lady Irish. Titans a broken huddle. They'll step out in the center circle. In there will be Ellie Bestandig, the sophomore. She is going to jump it up against Gentry Lechtenberg for the Irish. Gentry listed 5'9". Ellie a little bit taller than Gentry. It looks like she'll go about 5'10 or so. Titans go right to left towards the south bucket here in the first quarter, in the first half night. The Irish end up with the basketball in the hand to Dacey Witt. She throws right side and now into Lechtenberg from Shaw. And a throw underneath to the baseline. And it's going to be loose and dribbled on the baseline by Sadie Tisdall. She didn't get a clean catch, spun around, and dropped the ball on the inline out of bounds. Turnover by the Irish on their first possession. It goes to the Titans. And up the floor with the basketball comes HTRS, Lily Bowen. Lillian with it. Out top, gets the ball away now to Avery Deerberger. The standing, cross court, left side, and now back out to the right side with it on the circle. Deerberger to the wing. Lillian Bowen with it, passes inside, but standing, forces her way up, and a whistle and a foul will put her at the line to shoot two here early in the ball game. Foul will go on Sacred Heart's Daisy Witt. Daisy picks up the first foul of the ball game and the first foul here in quarter number one tonight. Free throw on the way up. It's a high arcing shot, and it drops straight through the net. Nothing but nylon there. 1-0 HTRS with the lead here in the early going. Second one coming. It's on the way up, and she nails them both. And it's 2-0 for the Titan girls. 2-0 and up the floor. Here come the Irish with the basketball. 7:20 to go in the first quarter. Witt will pull up and fire for two. Short, no good. Bastandic comes down with the rebound for the Titans. She'll get the ball away now, and up the floor comes Lillian Bowen with it. Bowen hands off now to Deerberger, left side of the circle, and she'll go left to the side to Glothar. Back out. Deerberger, three ball up and down from the left side of the circle. And the Titans up to a 5-0 lead here early on in this ball game. We played just over a minute. To the front court, to the far corner. Tizzle fakes, drives around a defender, shoots, misses, Shoal the rebound, and the putback in and out. No, got her own miss, puts it up and in. So a couple of offensive rebounds for the Irish from McKinley Shoal puts them on the board, 5-2. Driving to the front now will be Lillian Bowen. Throws it down to the baseline, and we've got an offensive foul called here on the Titans. That foul will go on Ellie Bastandig, her first and the first team foul of this game. To the front court come the Irish. Witt to the right side to Shoal. Beyond the arc, back to Witt against the zone, a 2-1-2. Shoal for three, short, no good. Rebound comes down to Laramie Glothar. Glothar will bring it with the left hand and hand it off now to Bowen. Lillian to the front court with a dribble, crosses over to the left side, now spins around, working the right, all the way to the baseline, fires a runner down the right side of the lane, up and good. Lillian Bowen puts the Titans up now, 7-2. Here we come, the ball, the Irish to the front court. Call pass, out of bounds. It was Tizzle trying to get it to Lechtenberg. She went over her hands, and then it went off the hands of Shoal, out of bounds. Bowen to the front court. Sarah playing man-to-man defense. Out to Deerberger, right side of the circle. Holding out, gives Bastandig. Free throw circle, and away now to Glothar. Glothar, right side, and now gets the ball back. Deerberger for three again. Short this time, and didn't connect with anything. Ball out of bounds. That's not a bad shot, though. She hit one just about that spot earlier. This one just off the mark, and the Irish will bring it up the floor with 5:35 to go in the quarter. 5-point advantage for HTRS. Right side, Shoal with it. Cross court, Sando, free throw circle. Leaves it off now to Witt. Back to Shoal in the right corner. Inside Lechtenberg, posting up, bounces across the lane. And now to the far side, shot up, no good by Tizzle. And a rebound to Bastandig. And the Bastandig will clear the glass and get the ball out of there to Laramie Glothar. And now back it goes, Bastandig. Left side, now over to the right side for three. It's off the glass, short. No good that time by Jaylee McNeely. Rebound down to McKinley Shoal. Her pass to the front court is stolen, but on the line out of bounds, Lillian Bowen. It will remain with the Irish with 4:57 to go here in quarter number one. 7-2, the Titan girls with the lead over the Irish here in the early going. Witt pulls up for three, and the bank is open from the top of the key. Don't count on that one going in all that often, but it did this time, and now it is 7-5. The Titans have the lead by two. Underneath with the dribble, McNeely. Now in Bastandig. Defender went around her. She'll go to the hole. Up for the layup is good. First field goal for Bastandig, but she's got 4 points. It's 9-5. The Titans lead. Inside, Lechtenberg draws a crowd, passes out of there, trying to go to Shoal. Misfired, out of bounds, and the Irish having trouble keeping the ball in their possession. Too many Sacred Heart turnovers here early in this ball game for their liking. And up the floor, oh, the ball took a high hop there. Lillian Bowen couldn't get on top of it and turns it over to Sacred Heart. Sandal will bring it into Witt at midcourt. Over the left side, now to Shoal, down in the left corner. Now post up Lechtenberg on the left side, right hand, no, followed, got her own miss, no, got it back, and puts it up and in. Lechtenberg with a couple of offensive rebounds. She jumped so much faster than anybody else. And here's a turn the other way. Bestanding on the left block. Turns and shoots over Witt. Up and good. And she's got six. 11-7. The Titans with the lead. 3:45 to go. Ball knocked away by Derberger. Recovered by Shaw. Right side thinking about it was Tizzle. No. Into Lechtenberg. Guarded by Bestanding. Dribbles around. Leans in. Up and under with the right hand. Can't scoop it up there. And another Bestanding rebound for the Titans. Long pass up the floor to Derberger. Makes the catch on the right side. Dribbled in the middle. Lost it. Knocked away by Sando. As she gives chase, she will be fouled. Hit the deck. The referees are going to confer here. The foul, 23. That foul on Jaylee McNeely. Her first team foul, number two of the quarter on the Titans. Avery Sando checks out of the game for Sagan Hart. Into the game now will come Hallie Jones, a 5'9 freshman. Titans doing a good job on the boards here so far. Oh, the Irish have several offensive rebounds. Lechtenberg moves in. The shot here, blocker. She lost it on the way up. Bestanding ends up with it. Ahead now to Derberger. Into the paint. Leans. Fires. Turnaround. Up off the glass. No. Rebound. We've got a held ball, I believe. We're going to call a foul. Oh, he's going to call a foul. How? I don't think there are many Titan fans would be happy with that call. Ellie Bestanding called for her second. That one, I thought they were going to call a held ball. And already in possession would have belonged to the Titans. So Bestanding sits down at the 2:59 mark of the first quarter with 6 points, but two fouls. To the front, McKinley Shaw loads up a three ball. Too strong, rebound weak side, ran down by Tizzle. Throw it ahead to Lechtenberg, now beyond the three-point line on the right side. And now it will be a three-pointer, shot up, no good by Tizzle. And the rebound comes down to Laramie Glothar. And nobody looking, Glothar all the way to the hole with the left hand, up and good. Breakdown there for the Irish defense. Somebody didn't know who they're supposed to be guarding. And the lead is now 6, 13-7. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the Titan girls. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
13-7, the Titans have the lead over the Irish here in the first quarter, 2:27 to go. Ian Humboldt tonight on the right side, Shaw. Pass the middle to Lechtenberg, and it's taken away, stolen by Lillian Bowen, and then taken back by Lechtenberg, and she's able to weave her way in and get a two-pointer off the glass. So Lechtenberg with her second field goal. It's 13-9. On the right side, Lillian Bowen. Now a drive along the baseline, and a hook pass stolen away. It's taken by Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg going to drive it to the free throw line. Nobody stopped her. She keeps going. And a reach in and a held ball. Good job there defensively by Jaylee McNeely. Who came in for Bestanding? There she is. Number 12 is Kennedy McLaren. And you can find her if I look long enough. Kennedy McLaren is in there now for Ellie Bestanding, who sits down with two fouls but 6 points in the early going here. A minute 45 to go in the first. Irish and the Titans. The Titan girls lead 13-9 with it. Derberger driving, goes in. Jones cuts her off, dishes it back out with it. Now on the right side will be Jaylee McNeely to Bowen. Lillian moving left with a left-hand dribble. Off it goes now to McNeely. McNeely holding against the Irish man-to-man defense. High post with the ball there to McCarnan. Back it comes out here to McNeely. She'll drive to the baseline, goes around a defender, passes to the free throw line, and the jumper on the way, no good. Shot put up there by Glothar. The rebound comes down to McKinley Shaw. Driving in, and the shot by Sando up blocked, and it's going to go out of bounds, and it will belong to the Irish. believe that was Glothar that got the rebound underneath there. She's playing in the middle in that zone right now. Irish ball with 1:03 to go. Shaw weaving her way in, shoots. No, got her own rebound. Shaw was blocked, comes back, and McKinley Shaw puts it up and in. So she got a rebound, then lost it, got the ball back, and it's 13-11. Now a drive the other way, pulling up. Ooh, looked like a foul there. Shaw blocks the shot put up by Jaylee McNeely. The block by Shaw, her first. Titan fans wanting a block. That's their foul. I thought perhaps they were correct again. Hannah Kozel into the ball game. Hannah's a senior. She'll play at one of the top spots on that zone. 35 seconds go. The Irish looking to tie it up or take the lead here. And Lechtenberg went down the right side, and then she got hit in the eye. Bowen through traffic, right side, shot up the other way, no good by Deerberger. Rebound, scramble for it. Hallie Jones ends up with a loose ball. Lechtenberg took a shot in the eye. I think that's what she is, not feeling good. She's just barely jogging down the floor here. And now move the ball to the right side, cross court, Shaw, two on the clock, into Lechtenberg, around a defender. Shoots, no good, and she is not feeling the best coming out of there. After one, Titans 13, the Irish 11, back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Hi, I'm Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Get involved in community service. Become an active member of a service organization or church group. Our community is a great place to live. All of us at Frontier Bank are working together to create a powerful force for the good of the community. There's no greater gift than a gift of giving. Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Do you have updated? Do you have the scores for the first quarter? I had my sheet, but
13-12, the Irish lead. While you were away, Lechtenberg took another free throw. I didn't know she had been fouled on the previous play, so she went to the line, hit one out of two. And after getting poked in the eye, the last place she wanted to be was at the free throw line, getting ready to go there in the during the break. So now the Irish still huddled up here with Coach Luke Sando as we get ready to go. And for the Titans, Ellie Bastandig will be back in the ballgame to start this second period. She's playing with two fouls, had 6 points in the first quarter for the Titans. So we are going to be Sagan Art basketball. And ready to roll. A one-point Titan lead. They've led by as many as six. Here's J.C. Witt for three. It's on the rim. It's no good. Shaw with another rebound. Out to Witt it goes. That's six rebounds already for McKinley Shaw. Get the ball away. And now it's going to be a pass from Tizzle. Inside, stolen away. Bastandig all the way in. Tipped away from behind by Avery Sando, chasing it down. And it will be Titan ball underneath their bucket here. Inbounding, Jaylee McNeely. Jaylee ready, brings the ball out to the top to Deerberger. Avery will hold on to it, comes to the near side. Sagan Art, yeah, they're manned up here. Checking it out here. Lillian Bowen out top, moves, going left, beyond the arc, pass back to the top, and Deerberger for three. It's pushing it home. Second long ball tonight for Avery Deerberger, and it's 16-12. The other end we go, and the Irish have it tipped away by Bastandig again. As we continue here in the second quarter. All right, Irish ball. Sandra the left corner with it. McKinley Shaw, the lone senior, out top with it. And now a drive and a runner, one hand up. No good by the Irish by Tizzle, and another Bastandig rebound. Now off to Lillian Bowen to the front court. Lillian pulls up between the circles, off to Deerberger. She's guarded there by Tisdall. Tried to pass it underneath, trying to get deep in there to McNeely. Led her too far. The ball's out of bounds, and it will belong to the Irish. 4-point Titan advantage here in this second quarter. Dacey Witt over to Sando. She hasn't had a shot yet. Shull in the paint, stripped of the ball. It's loose, and a foul going to be called on the Irish. Trying to steal it back, McKinley Shull called for her first foul of the game. First foul of the second quarter on Sacred Heart. So the ball in to McNeely, and now up the floor to Glothar. Nearly walked with it, and couldn't get stopped in time, and turns it over. So Irish basketball on the far side as they go left to right as we look at it here. From the east side of the gym here at Humboldt. Titans back in that zone. Sando, left side wing. Back to the top to Witt. Now down to Shull. Drives in. Gets it off. And no. But a whistle and a foul on the shot. Oh, no. Bestandig called again. And that's going to be the third on Ellie Bestandig for the Titans. That's not good news. Her third foul here early on in the ballgame. Coach Skyler Coolin looking like somebody just ran over his dog down there after that. So Bestandig out. Back in the ballgame comes Kennedy McLarnon. Shull made the first free throw to make it 16-13. We got timeout on the floor. A 3-point lead for the Titans, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
16-13, the Titans lead here. We've got one more free throw to go for Sacred Heart's McKinley Shull here with the second quarter action. Trying to cut into a 3-point lead here. Free throw up and good. And now we've got a 16-14 ball game. Lillian Bowen up the floor. Turned around to the right side. Knocked away by Sando out of bounds. And the Titans will inbound the ball from the side. McNeely brings it into Bowen. Wanted to go to the pass, couldn't get it away. Now a pass to the middle. And a big crowd in there. They tried to get the ball into Laramie Glothar. She's going to be fouled by Gentry Lechtenberg, who picks up her first foul. Second foul of the quarter on Sacred Heart. Triggering from the baseline now, Jaylee McNeely, the senior. As we look at it, she's on the left side of the floor. And come out long to Bowen. She'll get it to Deerberger. Thought about a triple, didn't take the shot. Back to Bowen in the middle, bad pass, taken away by Shull. Shull one on two, nearly had to take it away. Leaves it back for Sando, and the shot is up in the paint and good. So a steal and an assist for McKinley Shull, and we're tied at 16. That's our first tie of the ball game. 16-16 at the 5:30 mark. Now to the front. Bowen had it knocked away, stolen by Shull. Her defense is especially throw to the underneath. Wide to get it to Lechtenberg, and she tried to thread the needle. A tightened hand ends up on the basketball, slapping it away, redirecting it out of bounds. Irish ball on the baseline underneath their own bucket. Shull the trigger. Looks in the corner. And it's a three-pointer up. No good by Sadie Tisdall. And the rebound grabbed up by Jaylee McNeely. McNeely to the front to Bowen. Beyond the three-point line. Cross court. Deerberger. Deerberger dribbles down. Into trouble. Lost it. Picked up there by Glothar. And now back to Deerberger. Loads it up. Three ball. Short off the rim, no good. The ball will tear it out of bounds to the far sideline. And the Irish will have it with 4:57 to play here in quarter number two. McKinley Schull will get a breather back into the game. Now D.C. Witt for the Irish, the sophomore. To the front court with the basketball. D.C. Witt, left side to Sando. Dribbles down, throws the middle to Lechtenberg. Looking underneath, nobody can get the ball to. Now it's around to the right side with the ball. Tisdall. Shady holding on to it, looking. Back out to the top now. Over to Sando. Sando inside to Lechtenberg, knocked away. Right back out top. Witt into Lechtenberg. A little turnaround hook, a little jump hook, no good. Rebound to McCarnan for the Titans. Here they come looking to take the lead back. 16 apiece. McCarnan with it. Dribbles out. Gierberger thought about it, didn't load the long one up. Gets the ball away now to Glothar. Glothar down the lane off the glass, won't go. And Sando ends up with a rebound away from Jones. Ahead on the right side now with the ball goes Tisdall. Cross court with it, D.C. Witt. Witt looks, goes left side. Sando for three, in and out, off the glass, no good. And the rebound to Lechtenberg and the putback for Gentry Lechtenberg gives her 7 points. That ball went in the hole, went to the glass, and then came back out instead of going in. The Irish take the lead, 18-16. On the other end, we have double dribble on our first lead change of the night, coming at the 3:45 mark. The double dribble was the call against the Titans, and now the Irish have the basketball. 3:34 to play in the half. D.C. Witt, right side, Schull back in there. Lobbed the right block. Lechtenberg back out. Tisdall swinging around. The Irish starters back in the ball game. Lechtenberg around one, steps between two defenders and is able to throw it up over the front for two more. She's got nine, and it's now a four-point Irish advantage. Left side, and Lechtenberg steps out, deflects the pass. It goes off the fingertips of McLaren, out of bounds. Irish basketball, timeout, Titans. Four-point Irish advantage. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair realizes the month of December is not only for celebrating Christmas, but it also includes the official first day of winter, Human Rights Week, and Thank a Soldier Week. The staff here at Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair encourages you to exercise your human rights, take time to thank a soldier, stay warm this winter, and have a very Merry Christmas. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City, 402-245-2908.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
3 minutes, 12 seconds to go in the first half. It is the Irish girls leading the HRS Titans 20-16. Titans led by as many as six. They led it 13-7. That was the biggest lead of the ball game for the Titans. Sagan Hart has fought back. They tied it at 16 apiece and now lead 20-16. So the Irish, after the turnover, get the ball here. Now D.C. Witt will bring it up the floor for Sagan Hart. Top of the key, going to fire the three-pointer off the mark. No. Rebound off the glass, comes down, picked up by Lillian Bowen. Lillian up the floor, working the left side, now to the middle with it. Gets the ball away, Gierberger back, it goes to Bowen on the right side, holding it. Had it knocked away and stolen by Santo. Avery Santo with a steal, McKinley Shaw through traffic. Off to Witt for three in the right side elbow. It's up and it's good. So a three-pointer for the Irish by Santo. And it's now 23-16. The Irish have the biggest lead of the game. 23-16, lead by seven. At the other end now, we have a foul called on Sagan Hart. Sadie Tisdall whistle, her first, team foul number three of the quarter on Sagan Hart. Back in, Laramie Glothar for the Titans. Sitting down will be Kennedy McLarnon. Bring it in. Jaylee McNeely out top, Gierberger. Hawk moving, 2:20 to go, first half. Gierberger spins away from a defender, and she gave a little push off and gets called for the foul. Avery will pick up her first foul, second foul of the quarter on the Titans. 2:16 to go in the first half. Up the front we go. Avery Sando with it. Back to Witt. Daisy back to Avery. Feeling it for two, I believe. Had her toe on the line. Up, no good. Rebound underneath by Lechtenberg. Follows it up. She's got 11. And it's 25-16. The Irish have their biggest lead of the ball game. The other end, Lechtenberg forcing the action as they're trying to drill around her and Jaylee McNeely. Lechtenberg forced her out of bounds, and it'll be Titan basketball from the baseline again. Jaylee McNeely to trigger. She looks, gets it into Bowen. Bowen in the paint, short on the shot, no good. Rebound, Lechtenberg takes it away from McKinley Schull. Fires up the floor to Sando on the left block, back out to McKinley Schull. Cross court, Witt thought about it, didn't take it, and now spins, loses it. It's taken, picked up by Deerberger. Deerberger in traffic, but 2-on-4, and coming out of there with it is Daisy Witt for the Irish. Either team having much luck holding on to that ball right now. On the left side, wing with it, Schull. Lechtenberg to the top, Witt thought about a long one, didn't. Gets to Lechtenberg, underneath Schull. Good idea, but it's tipped away. Stolen, good defense by the Titans. Bowen with the take. No, that was not Bowen. That was 15. That was Hannah Kozel. Kozel with a good defense. Now to the front. Deerberger looking. Still looking. Holds it. Ball fake around the world. Drove in. She might have got away with another offensive foul right there. Taken away by the Irish by Tizzle. It was knocked away from her by the Titans. They end up with now a foul on Sacred Heart on McKinley Schull. Her second. Team foul number 4 of the quarter on Sacred Heart. Two of them on Schull. 48 seconds to go in the half. And a long one for Bowen. Won't connect. Rebound out of bounds. And it goes off of Hannah Kozel. Kozel with it. And now the Irish will bring the ball up the floor with 40 seconds to go. Daisy Witt on the left side. Pulls up on the wing. 15-footer. No. And the rebound brought down by Lillian Bowen again. Bowen will get it out of there. Ellie Bestandig playing with three fouls, sitting most of this first half. Long three-pointer right side. Up and down for Jaylee McNeely. And we get a 25-19 ball game now. 12 seconds to go in the half. Witt out top, moving left to the sideline. Back to the middle with it. And Tizzle back to Witt. No good. Followed by Hallie Jones. No. Followed by Lechtenberg. Won't go. And that will end your first half. The score, Fall City Sacred Heart, 25, HTRS, 19. 25-19 is our halftime score. The Irish outscoring the Titans in the second quarter, 14-6. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back and give you the first half scoring wrap-up on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha on Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our in-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. supporting farmers from the ground up.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our halftime wrap-up is brought to you by Highland Community College. Highland Community College is close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. First half for the Irish, the visitors tonight, is McKinley Shull with 6 points in the game. She also had 6 rebounds. Avery Sandler scored 5 in the first half, including a three-pointer. Three-pointer for Daisy Witt and 11 for Gentry Lechtenberg to go along with 6 rebounds for the Irish junior. Sagart 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. The only player in the game for the Irish with more than one foul. McKinley Shull with 2. For the Titans, in the first half, Ellie Bestandick scored 6 points in the first quarter. Then picked up her second foul. She started the second quarter and picked up a quick third foul and set most of the game in full real time. She has 6 points. Avery Deerberger has 6 points on a couple of long ones, 2 3-pointers. Jayla McNeely has 3. Lillian Bowen has 2. And Laramie Goffar has 2 for the Titans. The standing with 3 fouls. Nobody else with more than 1 for the Titans. They are 2 for 2 at the free throw line in the first half of tonight's ballgame here at Humboldt. Again, our score, 25-19. Sagart leading the HTRS Titans at halftime. Our Highland Community College halftime report is Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. All right, we're going to take a two-minute break. We'll check in with the weather forecast for the weekend, hear from our sponsors, and be back with second half action coming up on KTNC.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents. American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Britt Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Falls City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
Fall City Foods is a pet food ingredient manufacturer that processes fresh and frozen meat byproducts for the pet food industry. Their ingredients are shipped nationwide to be further processed into pet food and treats. Fall City Foods is hiring and looking for new people to join their team. You can apply at Fall City Foods, 404 Pacific Street in Fall City, or send an email to dusty@fallcityfoods.com.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is your Classic Hit Station, KTNC Falls City, and meteorology meteorologist Michael Cotter. We'll see rain this evening with a low around 36. Winds will be out of the east northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 15. We'll have more chances for rain Saturday at a high near 42, and we'll have a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 25. We're done with rain by Saturday night, leaving us with partly cloudy skies and a low around 25 with a west wind of 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunday looks sunny with a high near 48. Sunday night will be mostly clear with a low around 24. Monday only gets up to 37 with sunny skies. Monday night looks mostly clear with a low around 21. Tuesday warms back out to 48 with mostly sunny skies. Tuesday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 33. Wednesday continues to warm up to 54 with mostly sunny skies. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC.
Right now it's 43 degrees.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years' experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Ho, 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 it's Christmas time. Come on in to Ace Hardware, Farm and City Supply in Falls City for our Rapid and Red Christmas sales event. We got great deals on home decor for all your exterior illumination, bird feed, bird seed, bird feeders. All our grills are still on sale, and our Milwaukee tool sales are red hot, along with some DeWalt buys. Come on in. We got a lot of gifts in that $10 and $20 range on special. Come in and check us out and have a Merry Christmas.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jim has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jim's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jim's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Humboldt, home of the Titans of HTRS at halftime, and the girls game 25-19, Sayre leading Humboldt Table Rock Senior. Their game over on Sunny 101.3 tonight after one. Auburn leading Freeman 10-8 in that girls game. That's about all we have for scores at the moment. Around the area tonight, Emon Central, I guess, leading Perry LeCompton 27-8 at halftime tonight. So, boys' game will follow this one. And again, Auburn at Freeman over on Sister Station, Sunny 101.3 tonight. John Nix along with you here. Aaron Wisdom running the show. Back in the studio tonight. And we are ready to go. It's going to be Titan basketball to start this third period. For the Titans, they'll go with the starting lineup. Ellie Bestandig, Laramie Glothar, Avery Deerberger, Lillian Bowen, and Jaylee McNeely. The Irish also go on to their starters. Kenley Scholl, Avery Sando, Sadie Tisdall, Daisy Witt, and Gentry Lechtenberg. And the ball to Standing, and then she gives it down. Lane and a left-hand layup won't go. Nice play. Glothar couldn't connect. Lechtenberg with the rebound. Cross-court to Witt. Short on the shot. A lot of contact. No whistle there. Rebound brought down by Seahart. Sando can't connect. Witt the rebound again. Up. Can't get it. Lechtenberg the rebound, but she came down. Oh, my goodness. Another foul on Ellie Bestandig. Her fourth. That only took 29 seconds. I really didn't see what happened. She is steaming mad as she comes off the floor. There's a lot of contact in there between Lechtenberg and Witt. Now taking a show. That's a big blow to the Titans now with her and four fouls. It's been bad enough. She's had most of the first half. Here's Tizzle. Off he goes. Left side. Witt for three. Can't get her to go. Rebound picked off by Lillian Bowen. Bowen out of there with it. Up the left side comes Laramie Goff out of the middle court. Off the right side with a pass to Jaylee McNeely. Fires for three. It's on the mark, but it's a little long. On the rebound, weak side, brought down by Glothar. Glothar out top to Deerberger, to Bowen. Bowen back to Deerberger on the right side. Sager, man-to-man. Pass it inside to McLaren, who came in for Bastanic, taking away Lechtenberg with her third steal. And now a pass underneath. Tried to hit McKinley Shaw, and McKinley had been about 3 or 4 feet taller. She'd been right on the money that time. Kids were a little too far up the ladder that time. All right, back we come. Titan basketball down by six. No points here yet. First 90 seconds of this third quarter. Leave it back. Deerberger faked the three, and she took a hop. She hopped, and traveling will give the ball over to the Irish. Here we come the other way now. Irish basketball. J.C. Witt to the front. Nearly lost it. Gets it off to Sando. Right corner. McKinley Scholl back out to Witt. Tried to lob it in, and Deerberger jumps up and takes the pass away. To the front court with the basketball now. Laramie Glothar with it. Bounce pass. McLaren holds it. Kennedy with it. Pass off left side to Laramie Glothar. Back to Bowen. Right side now. McNeely for three. Swish! The long right side. 6 points now for Jaylee McNeely. And it's 25-22. Irish by three. Now right side, now on the left side with it. Go inside Lechtenberg. Left hand, left side on the block. Up and good. She's got 13 now. And it is 27-22, Siegenhardt. To the front we go. And a pass stolen away. Glothar went for it. The steal made by Lechtenberg. She can't connect. McKinley Shaw with the rebound and a foul. Foul will go on Laramie Glothar, her first of the ball game. Second foul of the third quarter, on the Titans. And at the line is McKinley Shaw. 2 for 2 at the line. Up and now 3 for 3. She'll get another one. Shaw, a senior, ready. Fires it up and rattled out. No good. Rebound grabbed up by Laramie Glothar. Glothar to Bowen to the front court. A 6-point lead for the Titans, for the Irish, excuse me. And a little push in the back as the ball tried to get it in there. Trying to go for Lillian Bowen. Knocked away, out of bounds. Off the Irish. Inbounding, triggering Jaylee McNeely from the baseline now. Looking. Gets it into McLaren. Back it comes to McNeely. Right side. Dribbles in. Cut off. Gets it to Bowen. Bowen moving left. Leaves it back to Deerberger. Thought about loading the long one up. Didn't do it. Right side now with it. McNeely. McNeely driving in. Lost her balance. Hits the deck. And we've got a reach-in foul going to be called here. Or just out of bounds. No foul. They say Witt touches it last for Sacred Heart. It will be Titan basketball. Bring the ball in now on the right side with it. Deerberger. Pass underneath. Knocked away. Stolen away. Brought down by Lechtenberg. She'll drive to the far side. Leave it across court. Tizzle. Back to Sando from 16. In and out. No good. Rebound. Shaw goes up. Nice block. Good job there by Laramie Glothar, who blocked the shot. Held ball. Will stay with the Irish. So that was a good job all the way around. 4:41 left here in quarter number three. Inbound the ball, and it's going to be a shot up, no good by Sadie Tizzle, and the rebound coming down to the Titans, to Glothar. She's to the front, off now it comes to Bowen. Lillian Bowen holds it, moving to the right side. Sophomore moves in, gets it away. And Deerberger couldn't connect. Rebound brought down by Scholl. That's number 9. And ahead to Dacey Witt. To the middle of the floor she goes. Right side Sando. Avery into Lechtenberg. Her shot rejected by McLaren. Lechtenberg saved it in. And then we got a foul on the arm on the Irish. On 0-0, McKinley Scholl has her third foul. And that is the first foul of the third quarter on the Irish. So Scholl checks out at 4:07 mark. Hallie Jones into the ball game now for Sacred Heart. Halfway through quarter number three. Take the ball over to the near right side with it. Working it around. Now McLarnon has it. Kennedy gives the ball off left side there for Jaylee McNeely. Drives baseline all the way across. Tipped out of there by Sando. Out of bounds. Titan basketball on the baseline. Jaylee McNeely again to trigger. Jaylee gets set. Looking into Deerberger. Three ball. Left side corner up. No good. Rebound comes out of there to Tisdall. Tisdall up the floor. Slows down to the 28-foot mark. And back out to Witt. Stacey Witt, sophomore at the point for the Irish. Off to Sando, another sophomore. Back it goes. They play catch against the zone of the Titans. 3:25 to go. The Irish up 28-22 in the third period. Witt in the middle. Lechtenberg around a defender. And the ball is off of a Titan, apparently. Kind of screened out under there. We're sitting up here midcourt on this side. They're down there underneath the basket. They got a few bodies in the way. Couldn't really see who that went off of. The referee standing there said it went off the girls in white. All right, right side with it. Witt drives, running one-handed with the left hand. No. And McLaren in the rebound and a reach-in and a held ball will go to the Titans.
Where's the contact?
Well, the Titan fans are upset, but that was a good call. Lechtenberg got her hand right on the basketball, reached in and got her hand all over the ball and the held ball. Timeout is called. It's 28-22 Sacred Heart, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
The attorneys at Halbert & Dunn, LLC, in southeast Nebraska provide quality legal services in the areas of real estate, trusts, estate planning, probate, business planning, and personal injury litigation. If you need help with a legal issue, call Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns at 402-245-4486 to schedule an appointment at Halbert & Dunn, LLC in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here to Humboldt. It's 28-22 Sacred Heart. The Irish, with 3:04 to go in third quarter, have the lead. Boys game will follow. Girls break huddle after Sacred Heart took the timeout here. Inbounding is going to be Laramie Glothar. Sacred Heart showing full court pressure here. Bring the ball in backcourt to Jaylee McNeely. And she didn't get stopped and traveling called and would go to the Irish. I looked down. I didn't see her travel, but she made the catch. Running up to make the catch. They said she got steps in. Sando brings into Witt in the corner. Looking out top now with it. Tisdall. Right wing. The elbow. Sando back to the top. Now it goes to Witt. High post. Lechtenberg out to Sando. Open for 15. Up and good. Avery Sando now has 7 points. And it is 30-22. To the front court with the basketball now is going to be Laramie Glothar. And she tried to turn the corner, reversing, and double dribble will be the call. Timeout, tight, they trail it, 30-22. And we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmansFord.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
30-22, Sacred Heart with the lead here in the third quarter. 2:34 left in this period. Titans will have the basketball. Well, or will they? I've lost track. Pirate basketball, excuse me, at midcourt, Sacred Heart ball. Up the floor with the basketball, Sacred Heart sophomore Daisy Witt against a 1-2-2 zone. Left side, Santa to the left corner, Lechtenberg from 18, buries it on the baseline. Lechtenberg with 15 points now, and it's a 10-point Irish lead, 32-22. And we've got a foot fault on the inbound. I was going to go to the Irish. They stepped inbound before they got rid of the ball. So three or four bad mistakes right in a row by the Titans have allowed the Irish to push the lead up to 10 points. Here's a three-pointer on the rim, no good. Rebound Lechtenberg, and the putback for two more. Quarter and nine rebounds. Titans in the backcourt with the ball now. Jaylee McNeely, full court pressure. She's fending off with one arm, drilling with another. Stolen by Sando, and then a reach-in foul is going to be called on Jaylee McNeely, trying to steal the ball back for a blocking foul. Titan fans are getting a little cranky. 13 foul this quarter. That's two on McNeely now. 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Irish ball, Witt, right side, plays catch there with Tisdall. Back out in your midcourt circle, Witt, left side, Lechtenberg, gets a screen from Jones, drives through it, up, no, and she got two hands on the ball, double dribble is called. Double dribble, and the ball goes to the Titans. Sacred Heart working their pressure defense, up the floor, Deerberger, still backward, pass is tipped, and now throw it to the front, two Titans are in here, Bowen able to control the ball, throw it forward, McCarnan. McCarnan gets away to Bowen. Now it will be Lillian Bowen. Left side with the ball. Glothar drives in. Shot blocked by Lechtenberg. Comes down to Hallie Jones. So Lechtenberg with the block. Jones with the takeaway. And the Irish are up by 12. 34-22. Here's Lechtenberg. 15-foot baseline. No. Weak side rebound. Kennedy McCarnan. Hand the ball off to Laramie Glothar. Brings it up the floor. To the free throw circle. Leaves it off for Deerberger. Now to Bowen. Bowen looking right. Now reverses into the free throw circle again. And Deerberger triple up and down. Three-pointer for Avery Deerberger. Her third of the ball game, and now it's 34-25. 34-25. The Irish lead. Inside to Jones. Left side, right hand, up and good. Hallie Jones with a nice catch. The assist going to Lechtenberg. And out of the front court, an 11-point Irish lead, 36-25. Deerberger, right side, 29 seconds to go. Bowen for three, short off the front edge. Rebound to Jones. Coach Luke Sano says, let's play for one. Now the girls here, and they slow it down with 18 seconds to go. The Irish spread the floor. Stand in the midcourt circle is Witt. 10 on the clock. Moves up. Throws to the high post. Free throw circle. Lechtenberg forces it up. Won't go. Saved in by Jones. The Titans from midcourt. It's on the way. And it just missed off the flat iron. After three, it's Sacred Heart 36. And the HRS Titans 25. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Hi. It's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Here at Frontier Bank, providing commercial loans to community merchants is one of our primary purposes as a community bank. Throughout the years, we've helped many local businesses get started. We offer a wide range of business loan products to support your needs. Frontier Bank's goal is to help your business in every way we can. What's good for your business is good for ours. Come see us for all your business banking needs.
visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
36-25, the lead to Sega Hartner girls game here after three quarters tonight. So it'll be Irish basketball. Up the floor comes Daisy Witt. McKinley Shull checks back into the game with the three fouls. Ellie Bestandig back in there for the Titans playing with four fouls. She has been saddled with fouls tonight. When she didn't have foul trouble, she was a load for the Irish. Six first quarter points and four rebounds. But then she got fouls and she had not been able to stay on the court. The Irish run a little weave out top. Lechtenberg spins in the free throw circle, shoots, missed it. And ooh, that could have been over the back on Lechtenberg. Rebound Laramie Gawther. I got her for six boards tonight. At the other end now, Lillian Bowen off to Deerberger. Three ball down. She's got a dozen in the ball game, all on triples. It's 36-28. 7:10 to go. Sacred Heart with the lead up the floor. And the weave again, and a runner, one hand, no good by McKinley Shull. She gets tied up there with Jaylee McNeely. Held ball would go to the Titans. They both went crashing down to the floor there. Shull got the worst end of that one. She's okay, though. She missed most of last season with an injury. Hurt in the very first game, I think, of the season, if I remember right. Missed almost right before tournament time. Was able to contribute to the state tournament. Bowen for three, short, no. Bestandig, the rebound, and a reach-in foul. Ellie Bestandig will be fouled. The foul will go on Hallie Jones, her first foul of the quarter. 6:50 left, fourth quarter. The lead is 8, 36-28 for the Irish. Out top, Gerberger across court with it now to McNeely. Jaylee lost her balance and then commits a foul as she goes after Daisy Witt. Witt ended up with the basketball. McNeely went up and tried to grab it back. That's Jaylee's third foul, first foul of the quarter. So into the game, Hannah Kozel again for the Titans. And somebody came out. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think that's five. It's 5 and 5. That's what it's supposed to be. Up the floor, Witt off to Lechtenberg. Now to Shull out top as they run the weave. Back to Witt off to Lechtenberg. Now Shull to the free throw line down the lane. Now to Witt beyond the arc. Give it back to Shull, and she heads down, crashes in. Offensive foul. Yeah. Standing and Kozel held their ground. And McKinley Shull now has four fouls for the Irish. She went crashing in there. Good call. No doubt about it. She'll sit down into the game once again. Comes Sadie Tizzle for Sacred Heart. Titans need to come up with some points here. Down by 8. They led by as many as 6 in the early going. The standing in the middle to Glothar up the floor, right side. Deerberger three-pointer off the mark. No, but standing grabs the rebound. Out of there to Kozel. Back out top to Bowen. Bowen is going to be fouled. It's going to be on Lechtenberg, I believe. It is. Gentry Lechtenberg with her second foul. Second foul of the quarter on Sacred Heart. No, that's foul number 3 this quarter on Sacred Heart. I must have missed. Oh, yeah, down there on Hallie Jones. I didn't write that one in the team score. We go the other way now. Deerberger out to the top with the basketball. Nearly walked with Glothar. Drives in. A block by Lechtenberg, but she got the wrist. Gentry picks up back-to-back fouls for the Irish. She's got 3. Team foul number 4 of the quarter, and the Titans will be shooting free throws the rest of this ball game now on every foul. Free throw up and good. At the line is Laramie Glothar. That's her first free throw attempt of the night. Laramie has one of those long ponytails. I can't see her number. And she makes them both. And all of a sudden, it's 36-30. Sacred Heart by 6. 5:51 to go. Lexington Warner to Tisdall. Coming back. Now gets the ball away to Witt. Witt looks to go right. good defense by Lillian Bowen. Now Lechtenberg trying to fend it off with the arm against Bestanding. Now back to Witt. She'll back out of there. Now keeps the dribble, keeps moving. Now she reverses, getting close to a 5 second. Well, she got away from Bestanding. Lechtenberg in the paint, forces it in, and a blocking foul on who? That foul will be on Laramie Goff, or her second. Team foul number two of the quarter will put Gentry Lechtenberg at the line for the first time in the ballgame. She has 17 points tonight, and that one's too strong. She'll have another one. Past the top of the hour here, you're listening to Pioneer Conference Basketball Night on KTNC, 1230 AM and 107.1 FM in Fall City. Free throw good. One out of two gives Lechtenberg 18 on the night. 37-30 with 5:18 to play in the ballgame. High post with it, Bestanding. The ball off the right side. Bowen to Deerberger. Back to Bestanding. Now he looks. Gets the ball in. They try to go out to Deerberger. Deflected and off her hand, out of bounds. Irish basketball at the 5:03 mark. Four team fouls on the Irish here. And by Laramie Glothar, and the ball's out of bounds, and it's touch left by Kozel. Irish ball on the sideline. Good hustle. Good defense by the Lady Titans here. Down by seven. The ball comes in now. With the ball will be Dacey Witt. Goes to the left side. Guarded all the way there. The Titans switch into a man-to-man defense. Got out of that zone. Pass tipped by Deerberger. Gets through to Tizzle. Drives the baseline all the way underneath. Off to Lechtenberg. Right side. Up, down, and a foul. Have a chance at a three-point play here. That gives her 20 points in the ball game. Foul again on Laramie Goth. Our her third three go. Now 39-30. The Irish lead. Free throw is good, and it's 40-30, a three-point play for Lechtenberg. Timeout, Titans down by 10 with 4:08 to go. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on KTNC.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Fall City are proud to announce their newest staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health, substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday, and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as health visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.org.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
40-30, the Irish have the lead. Their 10-point lead is, I believe, their biggest of the night. By 7 earlier, 23-16. Been a pretty good scrap here tonight. Now the Irish have an 11-point lead at 36-25. So that's the biggest lead of the ball game, is 11. 8 ball, they have to go the length of the floor here. 4:08 left in this one. Up the floor comes Lillian Bowen with the ball, around a pick at the top of the key. To Deerberger between the circles. Senior, through state volleyball commitment. And now driving down the lane with the ball, Laramie Glothar dishes it back out to Deerberger. Now to Bowen. See her manned up defensively. Shaw on the bench with four fouls. And we've got a ball knocked away as they try to lob it inside to Standing. A couple of Irish players, front and back, knock it away. Among them, Hallie Jones. Out top again to Glothar. Titans a little hesitant to shoot on those open shots. In it goes, off the glass, no good for Glothar. Follow up, no good, but Standing, fighting North Lechtenberg for it. Held ball will go to the Irish. So Ellie Bestanding got a hold of it, but couldn't get it away from Lechtenberg. Here comes Scholl back in the contest for the Irish. She'll trigger on the baseline. Full court pressure now by the Titans. Standing will guard the inbound. Bring it in back court to Lechtenberg. She's pretty much the do-it-all for the Irish. That's where Coach Luke Sano has his confidence. Hand the ball off to Shaw, another senior, or the senior with he has confidence in her handling the ball as well. She does a little of everything, actually a lot of everything. 3:10 to play, the Titans on the defense. The Irish playing out top, a little weave. Now Lechtenberg dribbling out top, waits, here comes Witt, she'll take it. Passes off to Tizzle, moving from right to left. Pass tipped away, goes to Lechtenberg, she'll throw to the corner. Spot up, no, not taken, it was Witt. She'll give it to Shaw with 2:48 to go and a 10-point lead. Back it out, Dacey Witt, mid-court circle with the ball. Moving left, hands the ball off now. Avery Sando, sophomore, moving across, hands the ball to Lechtenberg with 2:35 and a reach-in foul. A little frustration by Laramie Glother. He can't get the ball away from them. They just keep dribbling. So that's her fourth and the fourth foul of the quarter against the Titans. So we're going to be shooting bonus free throws here. The final 2:30. Bring it back court to Witt on the inbound from midcourt. Bowen guarding her all the way at court. Knocked it away, and she got a clean swipe at the ball, but she got her with the body. Lillian picks up her first foul of the night, and that's going to put the Irish at the line to shoot two free throws now. Sagerhart shooting a pair here. At the line will be Dacey Witt. She had a three-pointer back in the first quarter. Free throw rattles in and is now 41-30. Sagerhart with an 11-point lead. That matches her biggest lead of the night. Second one coming here for the Irish. Up and no. Rebound is controlled by Glothar. Takes away from a couple of Irish players and her teammate Bestandig. Ahead, Deerberger, three ball, right elbow, no, rebound, Bestandig. Get it away, and McNeely for two. It's up, it's good. Julia McNeely with eight.
Avery, it's
and it's 41-32. Now up the front, Shaw with the ball, lost it. Taken away by Bowen. And that time, and layup is good at the other end, I was trying to say and couldn't, is Shaw has to let her go because that'll be her fifth foul. Lead down to seven, 41-34, minute 50 to go. The Irish running back to that weave out top. They start on the left side, they dribble to the right side, and somebody comes and takes the ball and then heads back the other way. Now Shaw will be fouled by Avery Deerberger. Avery commits her second foul. That'll put Shaw at the line to shoot two. McKinley, 3 of 4 at the line. That made her first three, missed her last one. Titans have one timeout left. The free throw up and good. Shaw, 8 points in the game, and the lead is now 8 again. Senior sets, fires, and it rattles out. Rebound controlled by the Titans, taken away. The rebound went to Laramie Glothar. It was taken away by Tisdall, and then Laramie committed a foul trying to get it back, and she fouls out with 4 points and 8 rebounds with a minute 34 to go. That's too bad. And at the free throw line, Sadie Tisdall to shoot two. Tisdall ready, fires. It's up. It's good. She'll shoot the second one now, up by 9, 43-34. Tizzle, junior, gets ready, lets her fly, it rattles, it bangs, and it stays in the cylinder and goes in. Looked like it was going to climb out, but it didn't. And timeout, Sagerhart, with 94 seconds to go. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our in-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
1 minute, 34 seconds left in the game here. The Irish have a 10-point advantage, 44-34 over the Titans. into the game once again for the Titans is Kennedy McHarnett. And Bowen threw the ball up to the right corner, and there was nobody home. They had vacated the area, had the Titan teammates. So now it will be Irish basketball. Bring it into Lechtenberg. Gentry up the floor on the right side, hands the ball off. Now handed away to McKinley Shull. Shull backing up and a reach-in foul on Avery Dierberger. Avery's going to pick up her third, but point now you have to foul. Down 10 with a minute 17 to go. At the line, McKinley Shull again. Sayhart Sr. getting ready. Eyes the bucket. It's on the way up. It crawls over the front edge for a point. She's got nine. Two field goals and the rest of the line here tonight. Second one up and swish, and she's in double figures with 10, and it's 46-34. All right, Titan ball, minute 5 to go. Out top, Lillian Bowen working it. Bestanding back to Dierberger. They play on her. She's got four triples in the game. Bestanding. And she is going to roll toward the baseline and be tripped by Gentry Lechtenberg, who picks up her fourth foul. And that's going to put the Titans at the line to shoot two. A standing 2 for 2 at the line back in the first quarter, which scored 6 points. And then the foul trouble began. Titans ready. Standing free throw switches it home. I tell you what. You got to wonder what this game would have been like had Bestanding been able to stay in the game and not be on the bench for a majority of the first half and a good part of the third quarter with 3 or 4 fouls. Into the game for the Titans once again comes Hannah Kozel. Free throw up. No, excuse me. I'm looking at the wrong side. Dorothy Krause, and the free throw is no good. Shull with the rebound for the Irish. Give her 10. And up the floor, we got a foul on the Titans on Kozel. Her first. And at the line will be Gentry Lechtenberg with 21 points. Looking for 22 and 23 here. Sets, fires, up, no good. Remember, she got poked in the eye way back early in the first quarter, and it hurt. You could tell. Right at the end of the first quarter, she had to shoot 2 free throws after everybody else had left the floor after she got poked in the eye. Well, here's the second free throw up. No good off the front. And Shull grabs up another rebound. So she's got a double-double, 10 points and 11 rebounds. And now another foul on Kozel. Her second, and back line will go Gentry Lechtenberg. 1, 2, 3 makes. 1, 2, 4 misses. 3 out of 7. And 4 out of 8 as she makes that one. 22 now for Lechtenberg. The Irish bring in Elise Reschke, 5'8 freshman. Out goes Tisdall with 2 points in the game. Second free throw up and off the mark, no good. Bestanding grabs another rebound and up the floor. Bowen through traffic, lost the handle on the basketball and it rolls out of bounds. Touch last by Sacred Heart. 38 seconds to go in the contest. The boys' game will follow here tonight. Bring in steal by Shull on the inbound. McKinley with her third steal of the ball game. She'll work it up the floor, and the Titans probably done fouling now, down by 12 again. Coach Luke Sando wants to sub some players in. Now Coach Skyler Coolin will do the same. No visiting, just subs. Oh, boy, we'll try to catch him. Brooklyn Biedermeyer in for the Irish. Also in is Shea DeLisi. Titans, well, they can bring about everybody else into the ballgame here. We'll try to catch him. McKenna Dunlap is in the ball game. Maddie Bredemeyer is in the game. Addie Bittner checks in along with Schaefer Cumro. And back in there once again is Kennedy McLarnon. So the ball comes in. Elise Reschke will get the ball into Krause. She'll take the ball over to the far side to Biebermeyer. Right side of the pass also in there. Emily Tubbs now. 16 seconds. Krause tried to dump it inside, knocked away, and a takeaway by Schaefer Cumrell. Cumrell will give the ball up and now to the right side, and a pass to the middle off the glass, up, and it won't go for McKenna Dunlap. Rebound to Krause, and she threw it from midcourt. Your final score, Sagan Art 47, H3S Titans 35, your final. We'll wrap it up after this 1 minute timeout on KTNC.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Final score. Our game tonight, the Irish win it by a score of 47-35. 47-35, your final here. Our stats summary brought to you by Farm Bureau Services of Fall City and Auburn. See Jake or Tasha ArmConnect. It's your future. Let them protect it. Scoring in the game for HTRS tonight, they are led by Avery Neuberger with 12, 8 points in the game for Jaylee McNeely, 7 for Ellie Bestandick, 4 for Laramie Gothar, and 4 for Lillian Bowen tonight. They went 5-6 at the line, did the Titans in the ball game. For the Irish tonight, the leading scorer is Gentry Lechtenberg. She had 22 points in the game tonight. 22 for Lechtenberg. That went along with 9 rebounds and 5 steals. McKinley Schoen double figured with 10 points and 11 rebounds on the night. 7 points tonight for Avery Sando. Daisy Witt had 4, 2 for Sadie Tisdall, and 2 more for Hallie Jones. The Irish went 13 out of 21 at the free throw line in tonight's game. They are now 5-0 on the year, and the Titans dropped to 1-5 on the season. So that's where we're at with that one. The Johnson Brock girls picked up a win tonight over Tri-County, 52-23. And the Auburn girls leading. 3 minute at halftime, 200 after three quarters, 25-24. The boys are out warming up. They'll do that. We'll take a break. We'll be back here in about 15 minutes or so with the second half of tonight's doubleheader coming up on KTNC.